Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
This is Courtney from LA. That gave me like very newscaster vibes.
I know. I don't really know where that came from. It's just me, that teacher, that summer Mary, that winter girl. I don't know. I'm in my leopard pajamas.
I think it's because we were just talking about the story I posted today about the TikTok and like the basically like 2021 version of like who's on first, you know, like this thing where they're talking about the UTV show. So I think that's where it came from. Like, this is Summer Mary and you're listening to Two Judgy Girls. On this episode, we'll be talking about everything and nothing.
Reporting live from my bedroom in my pajamas after my long work day. Here we are, just two normal bitches.
Back to you in your home.
judgment where we shouldn't. Come join along. Listen.
Tonight at 11. And cut. Oh my God, great, great, great job today. Great job.
Also, so much has happened. I think we just really need to get it.
And just jump in. I wanted to know about your week. Okay.
What was my week? Life was back to normal. I had like a Friendsgiving on Friday that I got surprised with like some birthday gifts at it. Then Saturday, I was at an engagement party that was super fun. And then Sunday, I went on a walk with my mom.
Sounds lovely. Sounds lovely.
Yeah. Lovely weekend. I felt very loved for my birthday.
Good. Happy, happy birthday. Hope you had a great day. And you're another year older, still stunning. You're the hottest wife, housewife in San Francisco. You don't have to be married to be a housewife, as we know. That's true. You know?
Yeah.
Let's see. I thank you so much for asking about my weekend. It was also great. I'm just kidding. I did nothing this weekend. I have like a busy upcoming week. Like my upcoming week is like very busy tomorrow.
You got some live shows.
Tomorrow I'm going to Harry Styles, which I like begged Mary. I was like, please, can we do this on Tuesday night? You do not understand. I've somehow managed to get Harry Styles tickets. Like I have to go. She's like, okay, Tuesday's fine. I'm like, oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like a lot harder to get you to like commit to Tuesday, you know? And then Friday I am going to Vegas. I'm like,
oh,
I'm going to be a young gal in Vegas. Like you guys, this is like so funny.
Is it like 48-hour trip?
Yeah. So like the round trip tickets were like crazy. Like they were like $350. I'm like, for Vegas? Like what the heck? Like, no.
So my mind you, like, it's less than an hour flight from LA.
Right. Like it. And it's a 4-hour drive. So my friend goes, I'm renting a car. We're going to fly home, but we're going to rent a car and go out there. And she's like, I will pick you up. You can sleep the whole way. Like you'll be fine. And I'm like,
oh, that sounds lovely.
I was like, okay, great. And I'm like, I hope it's not a little family van for six people. Right. You know, but
it's a really nice friend.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. And then like I said, the only thing I want to do is go to Vanderpump Gardens.
Oh, is that going to happen?
They've said it will happen. Now, if it will actually happen, who knows? But okay. Fingers crossed.
Go to Sushi Samba. I love Sushi Samba.
No, we're going to Carbone.
Oh, okay.
We've got the plans. We're going to a buffet, a champagne buffet on Saturday. We're going to a club. You guys are going clubbing. I don't own any club clothes. So I like went on Amazon. Obviously, as you guys know, I love my Amazon fashion purchases. So I'm like, I think one of the nights.
What's your Amazon search? Like club clothes? Like
going Vegas. Out tops?
Yeah.
I swear to God. Going out tops. I literally wrote Vegas dresses. Like my search is like ridiculous. So anyway, so then I decided I'm like, well, I think one of the nights I might wear pants because we're not like going out to like clubs, you know, like this, like the dinner night and whatever. So I'm like, I think I might wear like these like black pants, but I'm like, but it gotta be a little sexy. So I like search for like kind of like black sheer going out top. Okay. Basically I bought lingerie. Okay. And so
you have to post your actual, you in the outfit.
Well, so listen, so my mom also has access to my Amazon account. Because I'm like, just use it, put your card on it, whatever. Like, it's just easier, you know, she's got locked out of it. And obviously you guys know my mom and I are codependent and it will never change. Point being, she texts me and goes, do we have a date? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she sends me the purchase link of the lingerie. And I was like, first off, get out of my account. Secondly, I thought I'd buy it for Vegas. Wouldn't it be like kind of cute with pants? She's like, whatever you're buying it for, Courtney. Uh-huh. Like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm like, no, nobody will date me. Don't worry. It's not even don't worry. She's like, no, I'm worried that you're not wearing it for a date. Like, come on, Courtney. So,
oh my God.
So we'll see we'll see if it works out. It arrives tomorrow.
I'm excited. We'll how many of your Amazon like fashion things that you buy are like, do you have to return a lot?
So I bought a leather skirt like a couple of weeks ago and it just, I like go hardcore into the reviews and the questions. And so a lot of people will say, I'm this height, I'm this weight, I have this big of boobs. And so I try to like really find, you know, size wise on that. So it's actually pretty rare that I like take something back unless it's just not like super flatter and unflattering.
Okay.
Now, you know, I love an Amazon find. Listen, I did try to go into stores, but it's just, I don't have any time this week. So I was like, Amazon fashion it is.
Going out tops.
I mean, I also got a pair of pleather shorts and a pleather like skirt and another top. I got a sheer top too. I got choices.
Please link your
if
looks
it works,
this weekend.
Like to know
in
it.
Vanderpump.
I'm like Rolls hashtag garden. I'm such an influencer.
I love it.
People are like, do you get a cut of this? I'm like, no, it's
no,
okay. Like,
zero.
Like $0. Like I just, here's like my finds. If you want lingerie or a going out top, you decide how you wear it, you know? Speaking of LVP, she became a grandma over the weekend. Pandora had her baby.
Nanny Pinky, she will be called. I think it's really funny. People are very into like their grandma names, what they're going to be called.
Yeah.
But she has chosen Nanny Pinky, and Panda's kid's name is
Panda. Panda's kid.
Pandora. Pandy.
Pandy. You said Panda.
Oh, whatever. Her name, the baby's name is Theodore. Cute.
Little teddy bear. Little teddy
Do you
bear.
Think she's going to call him Teddy?
Yeah. And she'll be like, the only Teddy worth knowing in Beverly Hills.
Oh!
Well, it's like so funny about the Pinky too, because if you guys recall, LVP wanted to go by Pinky when she first joined Beverly Hills and they said no.
Wait, what do you mean?
If you want, remember that like 100th episode special or the look back at the first season, whatever, like that behind the scenes episode was like a while ago that they
oh
did.
My gosh.
And they talked about LVP, her nickname was Pinky and she wanted to like go by that. And they like told her no.
I love that. She's not a Pinky. She's Grandma Pinky. She's Nanny Pinky.
I think it's just Nanny.
Nanny.
Oh, with the accent. Yeah.
Nanny Pinky.
I like it. But when the kid calls her Grandma, you know, it's fine. Also, speaking of grandma's moms, guys, I got to be honest. I feel real bad about this one and my psychic abilities. Real bad. Lois Rinna passed away from a stroke at the age of 93. And I know I said this as how to make Lisa Rinna likable, but I didn't think it was going to happen within weeks of I feel horrible about it.
I mean, I love that Lois shared her story, her survivor story. That
Trailside
was so
killer.
Amazing. And you know what? I feel like, so she suffered a stroke and then went a few days after, and I'm glad like Lisa and the family got to be with her as she passed, you know, It's a life to be celebrated over 90 years. And she loved being on the show. She really had such spunk and character and loved a good drink. And I want to be a Lois when I grow up.
I agree. She will be missed. RIP Lois. I don't know also if you saw Harry Hamlin's Instagram post about it.
No.
It was like, bye-bye. Like, see you soon, Lois, or something like that. But it was like a bye-bye exclamation mark. Like, to me, it just read a little weird. Like, I'm sure it was like, bye-bye. Like, you've had such a great life. Like, we love you so much. But the way it came off to me, I was like, bye-bye. You know,
it was interesting that, you know, everyone deals with grief in different ways. Like, we knew Lois was transitioning to the other side. Lisa was getting on her Instagram story.
I actually thought the stories that she posted were very much like kind of indicative of like, or not indicative, but Dorinda also, when we interviewed her, she kind of spoke the same way about like, nobody tells you how to deal with grief. And remember, we're like, Dorinda, you should like write a book of like grief for dummies. You know, she was talking about that. And Lisa was saying the same thing. Like, nobody prepares you for this or like what you're supposed to do and how you should accept it. And I just thought, you know, and also Richard's 10 years of passing, like was this week too. I just thought it was like very, I appreciated her stories about that. And I feel like it showed, you know, I hope that people aren't like trolling Lisa during this time. I would hope not.
That's a very strange time to troll someone. In other news, Paris Hilton got married this weekend. So
she did.
And apparently Kathy has not been filming because she has not got the money that she wants to film, which I also think
is she rich then?
Like, no, they're clearly loaded, but I'm just like, I mean, and I understand like knowing your worth and stuff, but I'm like, Kathy, isn't this like a hobby? Like you also have like an Amazon backyard, ad going. I'm like, what's going on here?
Like, and like, what does like, she want
this
for
just
money?
Like fun?
You're like a friend of, like, I didn't even realize, do friend of get like paid a lot?
I mean, they get paid. Yeah. You get, I mean, even like Teddy just coming on for an episode in these.
Right. But like, what are you getting paid? Like $1,000? Like, what do you get paid as a friend of? You're a friend of, unless you're holding a diamond. Don't do this shit of withholding filming, because you know what? We will turn fast. All of us, we have no loyalty towards anyone except for Mary and Kyle. Okay. Mary with Kyle. Like we, like if we don't, the fandom of Bravo will turn on anyone in a heartbeat.
But also they're so loyal at the same time. And then I feel like sometimes you don't even notice who is missing. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, I feel like we really, the only person we've noticed that's missing was Dorinda, but it's like Vicky and Tamara, you're like, I'm glad they're gone. You know, will we miss Cynthia Bailey? Will we miss Portia? I don't know. We'll find out.
Okay.
I wouldn't miss Candace.
Sorry. I have to say, okay. So Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, it dropped, yesterday. Peacock dropped the first three episodes. Like the first one's free, then you got to sign up for the last two. We started watching it, and I have to say, Cynthia is never like this on her season. Cynthia is like the peacemaker. She's having all these deep conversations with the women. Like, I actually, after watching this, I'm like, I am gonna miss Cynthia.
Okay, so I was like, of course I'll watch, obviously. But
right,
also I think go in as like, this is a fun trip. Silly. And it's fun to see them at like who they truly think they are, where they like stand in the public eye. It's they're giving you a glimpse in like how they perceive themselves and tell other people about it. Cause we're so used to like the Ramona dynamic, and Lou is too, but these other women are like, no, this is not okay.
Yeah.
You do not have seniority because you're 65 and you think you started this show because it was written up in Wall Street Journal. Like, she's just another level of monster, and it's becoming apparent.
It's bonding all the other women though, which is like hilarious. Like it's like she's the common enemy, and now all the other women are like, so let's all bond because she's nuts. Like, she's a monster. I'm not claiming her as my monster anymore because she's a monster.
But she even like is like, well, the fans, they want me to have the best stream. Like, I have to do it for the fans. Like, I never really I've thought about them playing into a character, but
I also found it, I think what's really cool about this series too, because I think that the season two will be a completely different dynamic because, you know, all the women are not on shows anymore.
And I feel like they released this three episodes at a time to get it out early. They're kind of want this one to go quickly. And I feel like the next one's just going to be top.
I'm enjoying this though, because I think it's really interesting how vulnerable they're being with each other, because there's some sense of like, I might not know you that well, but we have similar shared experiences, right? Like a lot of this cast has been married, divorced on TV, you know, got married on TV, had kids, like they've lived this public eye life. And it's kind of nice to have someone who's been there for 10 plus years. I thought it was really interesting. Teresa and Cynthia at one point they go on a walk and they have a conversation, and Cynthia's talking to her, you know, Teresa's talking about her experience in jail and like falling out of love with Joe and like all this stuff. And it just was so interesting to see the dynamic of Teresa. Teresa never, I feel, opens up. And she says, I don't have anyone on my cast that I can talk to like this, which I thought was interesting because I'm like, not even Dolores. And maybe it's just because she's like, understands what the cast of the show is. And like, if you use it on that cast, like they'll use it against you if you kind of let this out. So she's guarded more on the show. But even Melissa, like she's like, Melissa's like, aren't you so glad we're doing this together? She's like, yeah. She's like, Melissa's not an OG, just saying.
No, Teresa's definitely put up her walls. I heard that her and her fiance will not even get married on camera, which is shocking, which I think is really interesting because they also did not get engaged on camera. You know, these are milestone moments that Bravo wants to be a part of. And she's choosing not to do things on camera. She's choosing to keep certain things private, I think. Also, her fiance sends her a card a day. Oh, gave her all the cards up front to open a card each day, which
all contain one red flag.
Like, there was like, okay, I got to two episodes in. So
I made one and a half.
Like, I got one. The stream of consciousness, like, through my mind is like immediately out the gate in the plane. Ramona is calling Kenya Portia. Portia is not even on the trip. Then she calls her a bitch. And then Cynthia is saying that Kenya should get the best room, the master, because she is going through a hard time. This is the first time she's left her daughter. And this is, you know, she's going through this divorce. And then I'm like sitting back, I'm like, Teresa left her kids for a year. Maybe she should get the master. You know, like there's so many layers in these conversations. And Kyle just wanting to play nice, sitting back.
Okay, Kyle has no ally.
Melissa, let's go and sit in this room alone. Like, I'm not going to put myself beneath that. But then also, like, she's not going to talk about the prettiest girl. She's smart in that sense. Like,
but
she's
not gonna go there. Kyle's in her own head. She keeps bringing up her weight in this and like this whole thing. And I'm like, oh man, like she is feeling insecure on this trip. And I think it's because she doesn't have a buddy. And then it's almost like, you know, I think Melissa thought Teresa would be, and she's like, okay, Teresa's not biting. So it's almost like Melissa, well, it was Melissa, Kyle, and Ramona. And then they both have been like, Ramona can go. Right. We're not going to ally up with Ramona over here. Like she can be on an island. They're all trying to bang Michael, the butler. Louis said flashing just so he can't see, but if he wanted to, she wouldn't be a butch, but she looks amazing.
If I was Louis, I literally said this last night, I would go, if I had ever gotten that body, I'd be flashing it as much as she is. Like, good for her. Her body is insane. I loved her talking about her marriage. She was calling Tom, you know, like, I married my drinking buddy. You know, I knew going in he was cheating, but I just was more than willing to take the bait. And then Ramona gets up because she's triggered by Lou's divorce, because in the press, Ramona has been known to maybe date him, which she didn't. She's just trying
to just want to get on the yacht. She wants John, the conch man.
The conch man.
Which she's like, I'm going to FaceTime John. I was like, is this someone? I was like, John Medesian? Like, I was like, ooh, like a taste of Dorinda somehow. I was like, who's John? And then like, as if we were supposed to know who she was. I was like, oh, it must be a new boyfriend. And then like, I'm sorry. Seriously. Ramona still has the phone number of the owner of the conch shack from 6 years ago when Lou fucked the pirate.
She doesn't even know what she's doing at this point. When she winks at the producer, because she's like just literally constantly flirting and she's walking around at one point, you guys. She can't open her suitcase because her assistant put a lock on it and she doesn't know how to open it. So
they
she finds
the code.
She finds a shift that she just wears a thong and pasties with. Go in the water. Like she's literally a 65-year-old woman walking around in a thong. And remember, she started this as like so pretentious, would get up when like Alex and Simon were around because they were like too racy for her. And now
she's post naked. Like, I'm out of here in the reunion.
Yeah.
Now, and then we even got like, she's taking a shower because she wants to claim her room. So she's taking a shower and just like standing there naked. Like Kenya's like, I literally have not known this girl. I love when Kenya was talking on the phone to Cynthia before they left. And she was like, I'm worried about Ramona. And she's like, God, that's not her name. The one with the crazy eyes. And Cynthia just goes, no, that's Ramona. It just made me laugh so hard because they're all just like, it's so funny. And then go ahead. I know what you're going to say.
Okay. When Ramona is talking to Lou and she's like, I don't know about that, Teresa. She's like the scarecrow. Like she doesn't have a brain. I was like, oh my God.
Then Melissa stirring the pot on that.
But then Teresa doesn't even understand and is like, well, she's the tin man. And like, they're like, okay. But Teresa's
But then they're both, then they were both Macy's buyers and then they were both Calvin Klein buyers. And then she's like, well, I guess Teresa is smart because you got to be smart.
We had the same job. Yeah. We had the same job. So she's really smart now.
And Ramona's a trendsetter also. Big trendsetter.
She started crop tops. She started crop tops at the gym.
At the local gym that Mario noticed her butt at. I mean, wait, you guys, I just have to tell you, this show is so silly. Like, it's almost like a breath of fresh air from like the crime, like Erica, like the women, like, you know, like it's such low stakes in the best way. Like, it's just good fun.
Introducing them in like a way of how they perceive themselves. Like,
yeah,
you kind of forgot about their backstories because they, you know, they're just they've been on and on.
Yeah.
Like at one point, Teresa said she went to Berklee College, which not the one in California. I'm assuming the music one. Yeah. Unless there's a third one. I'm like, can she sing?
What if like you guys, what if one time you just saw a video, like someone posts an Instagram story and Teresa is just at a Steinway piano shop and she's like, she just like idiot savant on the piano, just like playing Mozart and Beethoven. And you're like, what? And she's like, I went to Berklee School of Music for a couple of days.
I am always impressed that she can speak Italian.
It's her first language. I just want to say, everybody should watch this if you can. I mean, honestly, I went in with like zero expectations and I'm just like, oh, I got to finish that. Like, it doesn't feel taxing where sometimes Housewives can feel taxing, you know,
like the Potomac reunion. I was like, who's yelling at Hugh? Like, I'm getting stressed out.
We'll get there. Let's do like a quick recap of like VPR and Winter House and then go. We can dive into that. How do you feel?
Okay.
I want to,
just so much content.
I know. And listen, you guys, we are going to dive the deepest we can into Salt Lake City because
absolutely,
it was so good. So if we're short on the other ones, it's because we need to spend our time where we need to be. Okay. Let's go Winter House from last week, because again, we're a week behind with this doing our recordings on Tuesday, but I got to say too, loving Winter House, the same kind of vibes of that low stakes in Winter House of Rugged. That's how I feel like you pronounce Real Housewives Ultimate Girl Trip.
Rugged. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Rugged. You're like, it's something like in your
Deandra?
You're like, rugged. Sugar and spice and rugged.
I'm sorry. You guys, sorry. Please keep listening. Winter House. Gabby wants to sit on Luke's penis. Like, literally, she said, I want you inside me. And she's like, literally okay. I'm sorry. I won't say literally. I'm not going to say like anymore. I'm sorry.
You're going to say like, so don't. And we're going to say literally. We're going to accept it, though. We're accepting.
She said, I want your penis inside me in Italian, I believe.
I don't think she just said, I want you inside me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then she told him basically no strings attached.
But if something were to come in the future, no, she said, I'm looking at no strings attached. However, if something came from it in the future, I'm not going to say no. And he just said,
no, like, he said no.
You're my friend.
He said no. And then
I want the one with the boyfriend.
A note to the girl that had the boyfriend because he thinks there's like a little in there.
Okay, the thing. The boys are all acting like Julia's relationship with her boyfriend is not strong. Like, they're on and off. Like, they're basically saying, hey, Luke, go for it, buddy. And the thing is that Julia's like, I feel like Julia wants to go for it now, but now she can't because she's offered a goblet of red wine to Gabby as an olive branch. And so now she's like, oh my God, Gabby, Luke sent me a note. Basically, he wants to be inside me.
I love notes. I love notes. I remember.
Luke sent me a note. I'll say yes. I don't even know what you're asking me, but I'll say it.
I think it was my senior year of high school. Okay. I started writing down everyone who was going to prom together. Like, I had like a master list.
But you went to an all-girls school, right?
No, it's a Catholic school, co-ed.
Oh, I just assumed Catholic was like all girls.
No, co-ed.
You so knew boys?
I was writing all the dates down. Mm-hmm. Like writing this note and be like, yeah, like write down your...
Like, I don't know what I like, want. What were you going to do?
I have no idea.
You already won.
I have no idea. And then I got it taken away during class and I never got it back.
And who then went actually, to prom with each other? Who did you go with? If
that note actually, then it was really funny because my prom date sent me a note during math class and was said, do you want to go to prom with me? Circle yes or no. And I circled yes. Oh, it was cute.
So you guys didn't have like elaborate prom asks?
No, that was before this time.
No, I got sent like on a scavenger hunt.
Oh, no.
I just had the best list. No,
the
best part was I got sent on a scavenger hunt, but I didn't know who was sending me on it. Like, usually you know who's asking you. Oh. And then I was
who was it at the end? Were you happy?
I mean, it was fine. Oh! Sure. It just wasn't who I thought it was. And I realized it's because this girl who liked the boy that was going to ask me was like, had somebody else ask me so she could go with him.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay.
Master manipulation.
Uh-huh. She had a master list that she thought of who she thought was going to end up together. And she was going to do everything she could to make sure it didn't happen.
No, I think that's like most of like what I've been, I mean, my, my graduating class was 172 kids. So maybe I was trying to match people. Maybe I was just a matchmaker.
Okay, Patty Stanger.
Who was left? Who was left?
Yeah, like who do we need to put together? Like, is it Jason and Lindsay that we should put together because everyone else is off the table?
Pretty much. Okay, pretty also, much.
They're like hot. Like, I don't understand why nobody's going after Jason. Like, hello, Gabby, Jason. He's no, listen, there's good choices in there. Not Austin, but the rest of them are all good choices. Okay. Like, I'm like, Ciara, what are you doing? Lego his ego. He is not a good catch.
I feel like it's so interesting to know that after this, like she went and visited him in Charleston. They were hanging out after. They were trying to see what was going to happen. And even we know that Lindsay and this guy too. So I wish the house could have been
trying
longer.
To, or do you think that Ciara went down there? Also, I have to point out, I don't know if anybody has seen the commercial with Ciara and Melissa Gorga for Marshalls. No. It is the cringiest commercial I've ever seen. Basically, Melissa Gorga is dressing Ciara for different occasions in Marshall's clothing. None of them made me want to buy them. And it's just bad acting all around. And I'm like, how's it these two? How are these two the ones casted for this?
I saw a photo of Melissa yesterday who's turned into Kim Kardashian.
Well, she's also starting a podcast. Did you know that? It'll be called Melissa Gorga On Display. It's like, Melissa, you haven't used On Display since season, your first season. Like, at least say like Envy. Like,
it's not even like co-host Joe. He's really trying to do this comedic tour. I'm surprised they're not co-hosting.
It's like weird though, because usually on a comedic tour, you have to be funny. Okay. Is Joe funny? Like, he's funny when he's wasted
on
funny,
a comedic funny. Tour. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, I get it. Like, who's his opener? Hannah Burner?
Whoa. Wait, Paige unblocked us.
Oh my God, big news.
Paige unblocked us. They just did their first live podcast for Giggly Squad. So congratulations, girls. That's awesome. Women Paige. Empowering women.
Sure. Yes. Okay. But
Hannah was really nice when I met her.
Okay. I just don't think she's a comedian. That is all. You can be a nice person and not be funny. I mean, people probably
say
that.
Well, she did well on stage.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Kiss ass. So anyways, back to Winter House. I love this high school party that they threw too, because it was like, oh, Craig was voted most dramatic in high school. Jason was prom king and Luke was homecoming king. And I'm like, this is just the house of the popular kids. This is what it is. Like,
it's not like, surprising.
Like, they're all just like the coolest people in their class. And now they all hang out together. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is... Except for Andy. I have a bone to pick with Andy.
What? Just that he's leading our Pagey Poo on?
Look how, see, what did we say? We turned very fast, guys. Paige, our favorite person ever now.
Well, I am happy for her and Craig. I
love the foreshadowing when he said, I used to have a crush on Paige. Timing is everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, does he legitimately break up with his girlfriend as soon as he gets back? Or... what happens? I'm curious of that timeline.
I would like that timeline.
There might be some overlap.
Maybe you could write us a note about the timeline.
Oh, I would love to see it. I'm just going to start taking binder paper.
But I also love that Craig is like a little town gossip. He's like, so I heard directly from the source that
he's always been.
I know. And I just love it though, because it's like, he comes into this show and like, obviously, you know, like there's just only two from their show, all the newbies, there's more newbies than there are Austin and Craig, like the summer house crew. Right. But he's like, I'm going to fit right in. He's like, so I heard a rumor that Andrea's not very into Paige and I used to have a crush on her. So if this ends, I'm not going to feel bad. Like, he's just like setting the igloo stones, if you will.
Oh, I wonder also, I think he was like making it seem like his girlfriend's not picking up any of his phone calls.
She's got bad reception. I'm like, you're in Park City, babe. Like, someone who's been to Park City, the reception is fine. Unless she's in an igloo at the top of the hill, which I don't know. Does Luke build Wi-Fi into those igloos?
I think he could. I think he can do it all. Mm-hmm. He's a mountain man.
But then
he's
so, a fix so, it. So Amanda's like, oh man, I'm going to have to be the one to tell Paige. And like, Lindsay's like, yep. And so then at the party, Lindsay's like, hey Paige, did you know that Andy doesn't like you? And she's like, what? She's like, oh, I thought you Lindsay. Knew. Let me grab Amanda.
I'm the Lindsay.
And then not only that, she drags Amanda in. Amanda's like, why did you do that? And she's like, eh, whatever. Walks away and is like, Jason, let's go make out.
I love Lindsay. Perfect bomb.
I love Lindsay.
She knows the assignment. She came in hot.
She's Principal Hubbard.
Trying to get Austin. She's moved on in 24 hours to a new gentleman.
Upgraded to Jason. Hello. I need to know what happened, why they're not together. Was it Carl?
Where does Jason live?
I believe he lives in New York.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah.
Will he be at the summer house?
I feel like no.
Okay.
I need this crew to be in a house longer. Like we're almost at the end now.
Will Lindsay and Carl be in the house together in the same room this summer?
Oh, no, they weren't dating yet. I don't think. Now again, they're not.
No, this summer.
Oh, we're only in November. I don't know. We have to see how things play out. I hope so.
It's prediction time. We're basically psychics around here.
Okay. Miss Mary and Miss Courtney. Yes.
I'm going to say so too.
Listen, guys, I really feel like they're a good match.
I like it. I love it.
I don't have to go somewhere about hearing about finger blasting though. Like I will be all the better. Like hopefully by now they've upgraded, they've moved on, they've gone to, they've done home base. Mm-hmm. Cross your fingers. Anything else? I'm just loving, like, again, I love like these kind of things. I love that it's like the crossover events. That's where it works.
I agree.
It's Paige also met Pat and Pat said she really liked her.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. I could see them hitting it off.
Do you want to take like a quick break and then we can come back with Vanderpump?
Sounds good.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump makes me want to drool.
Yeah.
I'm drooling because I'm falling asleep.
I'm drooling because I'm Ocean meeting James Kennedy. I thought that was kind of cute, and him with the Uggs. Like, I feel like Lala and James will always have this like weird, lovely bond in some ways. Like, they want each other to succeed and they wish each other well. She seemed so much more grounded talking to James in this scene.
I also just find that she's an asshole. She's just an asshole through and through. Like, when he's like talking about Raquel's nose and she's like laughing at it, and then she comes back and she's like, you can't weigh him. But it's like, that's just such a Lala asshole reaction. Like, instead of being like Ariana, where Ariana was like, what? Like, you can't, you like at the party, you know, like she's like, well, no, you can't actually weigh in. I'm like, you're just an asshole. You're an angry asshole.
Well, she does start all the fights. Tom brings that to her attention, bringing up the Ariana thing, the Brock thing. He gives examples and he's like, I want you to grow. She's like, I want you to grow and not just that ugly puberty mustache. But do you think Lala plays the victim?
Yes, they literally did a flash. Like, she's fought with all of her friends. She's fought with Sheena. She's fought with Charlie. She's fought with Ariana. She's fought with Raquel. She's fought with Tom. It's like, oh man. And then she's like, I've grown. It's like, where? No.
And
she just doesn't fit in with the group.
I saw something with Sheena this week and someone asking her about like Randall and Lala breaking up. And Sheena was like so gracious and just kind of like, no, I don't see them getting back together. And I wish her well, and she needs to take care of her stuff. But like, wasn't shit talking Lala or Ran, like being really respectful.
It was like that on Watch What Happens Live too. Like, when it first all started happening, she just was like, I'm in contact with her. Like, I want the best for Lala.
And so gracious of her after what she has exposed about her boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, she is a good friend.
How did you feel about
like, okay, so here's the problem with this season, right? So we end last season where we're like, that could have been a series finale, right? Mm-hmm. We fire Stassi, Kristen, Jax, Brittany. We get rid of a lot of the old cast. And then we have COVID hit. So it's like a double whammy of this cast, which outside of COVID should hopefully be thriving. And there's these other events and it's probably easier to have a lot more friends of because there's not all these restrictions. I don't want to see them partying in each other's house.
Everything's an event. Everything's an event.
Like in Winter House, it doesn't bother me as much because they're just stuck in a house for 17 days. Yeah. Right. And also I want to make a suggestion that we need to go to Minnesota and go to Luke's house for the next season of Winter House.
He invited me.
No, you're not invited. Oh. I'm talking about the next season of Winter House.
No.
I'm sorry.
He invited me when I did a live with him. So
okay. No, not you.
I'm putting myself. I'm
you're now in the next season of Winter House.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're like the one of the.
I'll
newbies.
Go over my winter break.
Okay, so you're one of the newbies, and Luke is your connection. Luke's your connection. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're this girl's from California.
Mary and I go way back. Yeah. We like did this March Madness contest together. It was super fun. She's really cool girl. No, we don't have any pictures together because it's all online, but yeah.
She has this great recovery cure for our hangovers called More Laughs.
He's like, no, like we have like, no, she's great. She's cool. Your guys are really going to like her. She also has a nickname. It's called Summer Mary. I'm not sure about that, but I think it's going to be really fun. Check yes or no on the note if you want her to come.
Okay. Where I do want to go to, I do want to go to Tom's and Shortsies, and I liked their mission statement, this funkadelic dive lounge where you check your worries at the door and escape reality. We hope to bridge the familiar.
Tom can't say it either. Familiarity.
Familiarity.
No, it's a hard word. Familiarity.
No, I've said this word before. This familiarness. Of the best night out with the deja vu with your future fantasy. I'd go. I think they do. They are guys with visions. They want lights. They want colors. They want plants. They need to refine the vision and figure out.
They're saying, though, the mission statement needs to just be broad, right? Like, right. This is the place you go when you want to have a good time and you want to see some colors, okay?
Like bachelorette parties, people from out of town. Parties. If you want to get spotted in LA with the celebrity, you come to Schwartz and Sandy's in Valley Village, which is far from West Hollywood.
I thought it was in Franklin Village.
Maybe.
It's in Valley.
No. I think you're right.
Either way, it's not centrally located. Okay. Tourists, we're not going there.
It looks very big.
It does look very big. And I'm like, this is the old restaurant decor, right?
Yeah, but it's like not even horrible. I think they like change, put on a few fabrics, like
not $1,700 worth though.
I know.
Like, oh, I love too, like when Lisa was like Lisa, they were like, yeah, you know, George or Bob, I forgot what his name is. Like, I don't know if he even wants to like partner with us. He's like kind of saying he doesn't want to. And Lisa's like, whoa, what? Oh, they're not. And then they're like, well, no, like he is. We just have to tell him a mission statement. She's like, oh,
no, 10% Lisa for me. Vanderpump has gone so low that she's doing scenes with Schwartz. Who walks in talking to swans. He doesn't even know what a serving platter is. Then she did she do a Kyle comment? Like, Kyle, are you in there?
She said, this is where the skeletons are. Kyle. Yes, I saw. I'm glad you saw that too. I thought the Schwartz storyline was very interesting though, because I'm thinking, okay, Schwartz gambling problem, spends all of his money. Cause he's like, well then, you know, I send $200 to $500 home every month. I'm like, okay, that's not that.
Come on.
I'm like, no. That's not that much money. And then I'm like, okay, so he spends, and then he's like, and we're in debt. I'm like, where is all your money going? We've said this, how are you having issues getting a loan? Like, where is your money going? It's being spent on dumb shit. Gambling.
Oh, yeah. Mushrooms.
I don't know how much those cost, but
I feel like mushrooms, DoorDash,
broken doors that he's knocked down.
Oh, yeah. Completely. Like,
Like, they're just...
They're going to be on Marriage Boot Camp.
But then you see these, like, the moments, like, when they're at the Belmont, and she's like, but... And they're having this conversation that I'm like, is this tender, how they are behind closed doors? Like, it seems, you know, there's just this, like, weird... I don't know that I need
they
to see it, but I
need
to see it.
They had an interesting storyline this season, like, yep, her revealing the abortion thing,
fertility storyline, yeah.
Her, the fertility stuff. Then, yeah, him, I think he really does battle with himself about a lot of things and about being a good guy and not, I think he also is a lot smarter than we think.
He was pre-med for like 1 year until he dropped out. Mm-hmm. So no, I just, I thought it was interesting. So I'm like, okay, I like these storylines. I like hearing about Ariana freezing her eggs. I wonder if she went, cause Sheena and I went to the same place to freeze our eggs. Right. I wonder if Ariana went there too.
I think so. I think they went at the same time.
Well, no, Sheena never did. Cause she got pregnant. They were going to freeze it there. Sheena froze her eggs through the same time I did, like a couple years ago. And as they were going to do it again, but Sheena ended up getting pregnant. You know, I just, for me, it's just this Vanderpump. It's just feeling tough right now. It's tough.
Yeah, because Brock's a bad guy and like, you don't really care if he makes up with the law.
Okay. He was very relatable at the bar method class. As somebody who's tried bar and the teacher says, are you okay? And I just, yeah, I have a bad back. And I'm like making a scene in the class because I can't do it. I felt for Brock and I had a connection there, but I don't care about him sewing. I don't care about like Law. And what I didn't like about this whole storyline too is like then Lala is like, I guess I just got to trust my friend. And if that's what Sheena wants, Sheena is going to have that. Okay, it's over. Like wipes her hands clean. Like, well, why do we have to do that then?
I just, Lala's not fitting into the group well.
No. And I think she thought she was going to be the queen bee and everyone's like, oh,
no,
absolutely not.
No.
You know, but who is the queen bee? None of them.
There is none.
And that's okay.
Nobody, it's Tom Sandoval.
Tom Sandoval is the queen bee, right? The number one guy in the group, but also is a villain. Mm-hmm. You know, hates, like, I still don't, like, he hates Katie because I feel like Katie is, like, reasonable and rational when it comes to this bar. And he, like, still can't comprehend the fact that Katie's money is involved if it's Tom's money.
Right. But because it's also, like, strange because it does feel like Tom and Aria's money is separate in a lot of ways.
And it totally could be like they might have a joint account when it comes to like the house and like things for that.
They
but
might
then
not
like
even have a joint account.
No, I'm saying yes, totally like, you know, or maybe or things that they do like, OK, we have like the cocktail book, like that's a joint account or like, you know, these things that we've done together. But yeah, everything else could be separate that maybe he's drawing from a separate account. Who knows? Yeah. I don't think I care.
I agree.
Shall we move on to Potomac?
Yes, we can be brief here. This honestly gave me stress. I felt like Andy is so biased too. Like you can tell
he hates Candace, cannot
stand her. Do you want Candace back?
Yes. I've said it over and over. I think I want Candace. Here's the thing. And Giselle made a good point, right? Because like Giselle's like, well, did you see how like, even though like Karen and I, like we didn't want to fight. I'm like, okay, well, Giselle, like you guys say really actually rude things. You go as low as Candace does too. But there's something about an understanding between Giselle and Karen that they know that this like makes the show. Like, do you know what I mean? Like the drama between them is always just who is the queen bee of this show. And so there's this understanding of like, we're going to go low, but we're never going to take it to a fighting level because we both need this show.
Right. Like we're going to talk about fiery boxes. We're going to talk about STDs.
We're going to talk about Ray's dick. We're going to talk about him wanting to live, you know, Jamal on the phone.
Sing Sing, you know, the cut scene of her calling her drunk, a drug addict. That
I was like, no,
shown.
Those are words. Like those are mean words, but there's something about Candace that she goes from like 0 to 100 where it's combative in a sense where it's like almost like she can't brush anything off. Like she can't let somebody's insult. Like she's somebody who always has to have the last word. I actually can relate. I'm someone like that too. That's like, I'll have like I'll just be like, okay. And then I'll be like, well, I'm like, like it's not even like, you know, but it's something where it's just, you know, sometimes you just have to have that last word, but Candace always has to have the last word. Like she can't, in her head, she can't walk away and be like, okay, I walked away being the bigger person. She's like, no, I got to walk away because I won that.
I mean, she also like starts to pretend to fake cry because she's like, oh yeah, I'm so jealous of Ashley becoming a mom before me. And she's like, yeah, well, maybe when my feet grow, when I have a baby.
That made me laugh, the Ashley thing though, because I was like, oh, is she there? Oh, she got me. Oh, put her on Joe Gorga's comedic tour. Hilarious. I don't know. I think Candace, again, needs to like, I think that therapy would do her well. I really think so. And I think that if she could like harness like where she just like doesn't throw salad or like doesn't take it to that level, that she's actually like, she's smart. She's very smart.
Oh yeah. She was great with her words, you know, right.
That it's she's like, come on.
Great at welding her words.
Now here's the thing. Okay. You guys, I've been fighting for Wendy this whole season. And then I've just decided, why is Wendy on what does Wendy want to be on this show for? And is it to sell candles and have a business like that? Because she doesn't
seven wicks, all the wicks, unprecedented.
She just seems like she doesn't want to be on the show, but she wants to be on the show. Do you know what I mean? Like who, like Candace seems to be kind of her only connection, a little bit of a scholar who's only on the thing for 10 minutes. Like, thanks for getting so dressed up. Bye.
I mean, even like, I actually thought that Candace and Wendy, I was surprised when they went and had like lunch together. And I'm like, what is your alliance even that you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, who's her friend on the show? Is she just on it like to be a housewife? Or like, she seems to not, like, it's almost like she's a little like humorless in a sense. Now, listen, I didn't like the Eddie storyline, but she can't move past that either. Like, she can't even say like, it's so like, even like her delivery of like, well, you got a tummy tucked, you know, you said I did all this to keep a Jamal. Man. You got a tummy tucked. Did you keep Jamal? And I was like, okay, that was good. But the delivery was also like, whoa. Like, I just felt like very much like.
She feels like a lawyer.
And she's got 4 degrees.
Yeah.
She comes at them with like that newscaster thing. I don't know. I want to like Wendy so bad because I
feel she's like methodical and logical and like literally.
And you can't have that. You got to be delusional.
Evidence. Yeah. She presents evidence.
There's no delusion except over the business plans of a one wick candle.
Right. 5 to 7, 5 and 7.
I don't know. It just for me, you know, Mia, she could go. And if you guys, if I swear to God, if she tries to, if they try to tell us next week that G is worse than Michael Darby, I'm going to have a problem. I don't like that. Why do we keep thinking like, I'm sorry for what we've seen on the show. G might be weird, but Michael Darby has done a lot worse.
I also like that the fans are like, so he's trying to get into porn.
Oh, and did you love how Ash is like, I didn't even think of that. Okay. I'm like, Ashley, you are the star of the first movie. Get out of here. Okay. She's like, we have been shooting a lot of home movies, so I guess you could say he's producing them.
No! Also,
I think, especially watching this episode, Ashley is, she looks stunning. I mean, they all look amazing, but I just thought, I was like, wow, Ashley, you look like you're just banging.
Yeah, she has an amazing body.
Here's the thing. I don't need 4 parts of this. I know we get Nikki next week. I just think that
there's... But is Nikki going to come in at the end next week and then just like be in a lot of the 4th episode? I guess it will be a very different version of TV to be seen because we've literally only had Andy Cohen as a host.
Yeah.
We know his bias. So but also I love that Andy will go low and he just pretends that viewers send questions and ask all the questions we want asked.
But do you also feel like, I think Nikki's going to come in there and like, I think I'd be annoyed if a celebrity came in and started like attacking me where I'm like, whoa, like you might be a celeb, but like, you're just a fan of this show. Like, I don't want like, if, cause you know, they say, oh, she went after Candace hard. And to me, it's like, no, you either talk to everybody the same.
I wonder if Candace can go against her. Candace was also on the Kelly Clarkson show this week singing Drive Back.
Well, it's also funny because Kenya was on the Kelly Clarkson show and they put Candy's handle under her, like her Instagram handle. So it was like a picture of Kenya. It was like at Candy Gal, you know. I have to say, though, going back to the Giselle and Karen thing, I did love the moment of them like hugging and like,
talking about the girls.
But they, and again, like, just like, they get it.
Right.
Like, they get it. And
they would be very smart if they team up next season to have fun, be silly, and keep the viewers
energy. Be a Vicky and Tamara, but don't take it too far. Like, you know,
I think they can do it.
Like, Robin and Giselle are too, like, that doesn't work, but it, but two.
Robin didn't talk the entire episode. She talked about pooing and how she usually poos at 9 and 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And couldn't poo today. That was her talking.
Like, thank you for your contribution. Like, you gave us just as much as Escala did. You didn't even print anything out. Escala at least gave us printed out text. I love when Mia was like, I did post this one. Like, she's like reading them as if she's like never read them before, you know, like that's what Candace is saying. Like, Mia, you're a mess on Twitter too. Mm-hmm. And then she was like posting all these things like kind of cryptically this week. Like, we did this show. We thought it'd be more like Beverly Hills. I was like, oh, with the con woman potentially, like, you know, and all these things. I'm like, is she coming back? I don't know if she's going to come back. I think she'll be.
Maybe her husband doesn't want to be involved.
Who knows? I don't know. How's business? We don't know. We don't know. Should we do a quick break and then come back with
this deep is dive? The ultimate Best Housewife episode of all time. Top five.
I'm going to disagree with that, but we'll be right back.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, where are you, the police?
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And we're back, Salt Lake City, after Jen Shah is getting picked up by the feds. We're in the Beauty Lab and Laser parking lot. Like, Lisa starts to call Stu. Like, I'll call Stu, see what's going on. Whitney was like, I don't think she's going to the hospital. It was so interesting to see like where their heads
are. We're watching them in real time start to process this.
Whitney is turning so quickly. Lisa Barlow is crying on the phone to John, like about Homeland Security. She starts calling all her lawyers. She's
six. Six on payroll. I love when the cameras just go to her and they're like, lawyer one, lawyer two, lawyer three, lawyer four. And it's like, can you imagine if she did this on Beverly Hills? Like she's calling six lawyers. Sutton just like, they all went and they're like, no, Erica, we like totally believe you. Like Lisa's like, no, I'm going to make sure I'm safe.
Then, okay, Heather is not comprehending what is going on at all. She's like calling and texting Jen. Like Heather's like, no, they're just trying to protect Jen. There's something going
on. They want to make sure she's okay. Like her well-being.
Jenny is going through all the snacks. She's
let
having
the body. Let the body lay. Let it cool off. And Jenny is not letting this ruin her. I am getting away from Dewey. Yeah. If it takes I don't care if someone gets arrested.
And then Meredith
shows up in her go-go boots, like at the Vail House, like, hey, like I'm
gonna. Do you believe that her family was really going to stay in the Cuvée House?
I want to stay there.
No, I would like to, but I'm like, you think that Meredith Marks' family was going to stay there without having a television show record it? Like, I just don't believe that. I'm like, and then I'm like, this is so, like, Meredith is just, I'm like, is she like zannied out here? Like, what's going on? Because the lady's like, gummies. Welcome to the house. She's like, thank you. The whole thing was like, do you want a tour? She's like, great.
Colorado, they have fast acting gummies.
Okay, well, acting. I think she took 12 and then laid in a bath for 6 hours.
Acting, they let's hit you right away.
Do you know from personal experience?
I got peer pressured.
By myself.
I know. By 70-year-olds.
Listen. Okay.
Literally.
Do you need to tell the group?
In elevator, going to dinner.
You got peer pressure. You got cornered in an elevator.
70-year-olds.
Okay. Did they ask you to extend your warranty? Did they have their warranty extended?
No. Anyways, that's a story for a different day. Maybe for the Patreon. You guys, Patreon. Okay.
Okay. So it's just like, so, you know, and this whole thing is being like time stamped, right? Like Thistle, Utah. Like, where the hell is Thistle, Utah? 10:58, you know, and then they're all starting to turn on each other too, because then it's like, you know, it's like that Spider-Man meme where all like there's like three Spider-Men, they're all pointing at each other, like they all like think somebody else is involved. And like, guys, New York PD does not fly out because they're like because Lisa Barlow called and said, hey guys, I think something shady. Like, they've been clearly have been following this for a time.
But I think it is interesting. They're like, how did they know that we were going to be here today? Like,
you're tracking her.
Someone told them. Lisa was like, well, I mean, she wasn't a mess when she was leaving.
Well, no, Lisa said, like, outside of our families, only 7 people knew. And I was like, well, in production, is that included in the 7? Who are the 7 people that knew? Like, I don't think it's weird that they knew she was going to be there because they came to her house first and Sharif probably told them, oh, she's at Beauty Lab and Laser.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, hello. Like, there was a phone call where she called. It just to me is, I'm like, guys,
this but they're like- all spiraling. Like, Lisa Barlow's like, I'm not, I can't talk to any law enforcement.
But you shouldn't, you know, guys. If we've learned anything, if law enforcement wants to talk to you about this, have a lawyer.
But I just think, I'm like, what are you even trying to protect? You know, and she's telling her husband, she's like, I think Meredith might know something, you know.
So Lisa knows about, because we find out at the end of this, right, that Meredith hired a PI. Lisa knows that Meredith hired the PI, right?
That's why
she says Meredith might know something. Yeah.
Heather's like, I watch a lot of CSI, but I have no idea what's going on.
Then she's like, money laundering, I learned from Ozark. Well, and Jenny's like, well, they have to have a warrant. You know, like, Jenny and Whitney are very, like, everyone seems to be well-versed in, like, some specific area. I'm like, Whitney, how do you know how much money that you can put into a startup before you can make profit and claim it? I'm like, is this from your MLMs?
Whitney has done a significant deep dive on Jen Shaw. And she's like, nothing was adding up to me about her, just like, where was all her money coming from? And she's like, she gives people leads, and it's just like, she knew so much information, and talking about her throwing out $100 bills and $80,000 birthday party for Meredith. But then,
like, it just didn't add up. But she's like, but I assume she had a sugar baby or sugar daddy. I had a sugar daddy. I was like, whoa, we're going to come back to that because we got to get through this, but we need to come back to your sugar daddy storyline, because I know it's not Justin, it seems like.
No. But also I feel like Whitney, she knows a significant amount, but also she's like acting kind of guilty of something. I don't know.
I'm saying, like, it's her MLM.
Yeah, no, I agree.
They probably know exactly what the rules are and where it can go south, right? So, like, oh, you can do up to this amount before it's shady, or like this amount before it's quote unquote illegal. Like, she just knows way too much. Now, I don't fault her for, like, her knowing about lead gen and like all of that stuff. Like, yes, she probably does know about that, because it's probably how she gets a lot of her business is through lead gen and, like, you know.
And then they're still talking about her. She's like, do you guys think she's going to show up?
And Heather's like, I hope so. And I'm like, do we? I'm like, yeah, I mean, for us, like, I want her to show up, but like the whole thing. And then they're like, well, who's like closest to, and like they're, Whitney and Lisa are trying to like kind of point at each other, right? Like Whitney's like, well, I thought Lisa was the closest to her, but apparently not. And like, before they even say Sharif, they're like, Stu's probably the closest to her.
Which makes a lot of sense, because then all of a sudden Whitney gets the actual headline.
Like, oh my God. Oh my. Did you get chills when she said she had chills? Like, can you just, I just like picture myself, because I can remember when that happened. And I remember like there were a few jurors who sent us like details, like firsthand accounts of like what happened. And I remember reading those and getting like the full chills of like, holy shit, we are living in a time,
the moment
to be alive,
right? It's so fun to see them actually getting the news. Like Heather's like, send me the article. Like Lisa gets hysterical. She goes full down breakdown.
Oh my god, I feel so bad. I'm like, who? And she doesn't say for a while that she feels bad for like Lisa or Jen's kids, Stu's family. Like, she doesn't say.
I thought she said that right away. She's like, I feel so bad for their families, like Stu.
She just kept saying, I feel so bad. But then she finally, and I was like, feel so bad for who? Because I watched this twice, you guys, because you know, I love a good rewatch. And I remember thinking like, she feels bad for Jen and Stu. Like they did this. And then she finally says like, I just feel so bad for their kids, for their families. And I'm like, okay, thank you. That's where we needed to go with that. And Heather's crying too. And I'm thinking, I don't know what I would do either, because you have to think like, okay,
your friend's going to jail.
Like, we don't know why
jail at that moment. He got arrested that day. Yeah.
We don't know why at this point. Like, we start thinking, oh, you know, cause they're like, why is the NYPD? And Whitney, you know, says, oh, it's the New York is where her headquarters. Like, Whitney, you're so right though, that Whitney had done her research on Jen Shaw. I'm like, how did you know that her headquarters were in New York? Like, how do you know all these certain details about her? Like, she had been looking into it, because she's like, if someone takes me down, I'm going to throw Jen out there first.
No, this was the smartest I've seen Whitney ever. Like, she was very sophisticated, very well-spoken, knew a sane amount of details.
Too many.
I thought there was something suspicious about it. And then there was something suspicious about it. And then Jenny's like, I feel nothing. Like,
Jenny's like, can someone send me the article? I literally don't even know what you guys are talking about. I'm like, Jenny, get your phone out and use Google. Okay. It's got, first off, I'm like, Jenny and Meredith for that matter too, if you guys do not have Google alerts set for you and your castmates, you guys are doing the housewives wrong. Okay.
Who should you have Google alerts for?
Us two judgy girls. I have one. Do you not?
I don't know how to use that.
You're
going to give me a tutorial.
It comes to our email, so feel free to check it whenever.
Oh, okay. I don't have our email to my phone either.
Okay, that's okay. Anyways,
I don't even have my work email to
Don't
my
worry,
phone.
I got you, babe.
Like, I don't like to be disturbed.
Okay, then this is not for you. But Google, if I'm a famous person, I'm going to have Google alerts set up for my castmates. Okay. I want to know what's being said. I want to know if someone's saying something about me, if you're in the public eye. Now, again, I'm not saying that we are in the public eye, but just sometimes I like to, you know, I want to make sure if anything comes out, an article, so we can get fucking verified on Instagram.
At blue or looking for a blue check. But then I thought it was also like so funny how Whitney is like taking everyone in, like Heather and Lisa, they're all like sobbing. She's like, you guys, you know, it didn't add up to me. Like, her life didn't make sense. You know, and
they were like, she's going to prison. Then Lisa's like, oh my God, up to 30 years. And then Heather is like, okay, this is where I'm like, Heather is just like a happy-go-lucky. Like,
she learned this episode, she's not that sharp.
She's like, I mean, I thought that what she was doing was like kind of weird and shady, but like, I didn't know it was illegal. I'm like, so you had inklings that things were weird.
Yeah.
But like, it's so funny that they've all thought this, you know?
No, but even like once again, Whitney knew too much. She's like, yeah, they buy data and they would select the vulnerable people. Then they'll sell them fake shit, like a subscription that they don't even know they're paying for on their credit card. And like, literally, Jenny's like, why does Whitney know so much? And it was true. How did she?
But then they were all like, why does Jenny know so much about warrants? And then they're like, why is Lisa calling her lawyers? Like, I'm telling you, like, they all are like out to get each other, because like, I'm not going down with this. Like, right. None of them are going down with this. So then they're like, do you think Meredith knows? Okay, you guys, Meredith's non-reaction was so freaking weird to me. They're like, hi, like, She's like, hey guys, I'm in the house. I have a house for you. Like, so like, have you checked your phone? She's like, no. I'm like, you fucking liar. You showed up to the house at 10:16. I know from the timestamp. Okay. And now it's 2:36. And you're telling me in 4 hours and 20 minutes, you have not looked at your phone once. You fucking liar.
That was so good. She's like, can't wait for you guys to get here. And she's like, okay. Yeah. Not,
they're like, yeah, you got
not surprised.
This is what happened.
Not like, surprised.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by this.
Yeah.
I have suspected something is going on for a while. And they're all like, they're like, what? Like, yeah. And like, Jenny's like, do you know something? Like, all of them are like waiting for this like reaction from Meredith to be like, you've got to be kidding. Like, I'm shocked. Yes, I saw the news. She's just like, yeah, she's been a shady fucking bitch. And this doesn't surprise me at all. And she's like, okay, love you. See you soon. Like, what?
No, she's just, no, we know why. We know why. She knew they were on to her. Also, pretty scary, the Ring camera footage from Jen's house.
First off, I'm like, remember how Jen rents her house? So that landlord definitely gave the Ring footage to Bravo.
I was thinking about that. And I was like, I mean, they had like,
I felt so sad seeing her son.
Like really big guns. Not but, just like, a, like.
But that was so sad for her son. They had
like a rifle. I don't know that much about guns. They had a really big gun. That was scary. That was scary.
Like they pulled out her son. They pulled out, I think it was like her cousin out of the house. Like, can you just imagine me like, what the, like, what is going on?
No, that was, seemed excessive.
But I was like, what did I take? I was like, oh my God, they have Ring footage. Right. Like the whole thing's crazy. And even
the production going up to the house, like I'm with the production, like we're filming Jen Shaw and they're like, well, we're executing a search warrant on her. So we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah. You can talk to Mr. Shaw if you got questions.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, give us a phone call with Mr. Shaw. Like, it's so interesting because whereas like when you like put it next to Tom and Erica, like Erica's on, like Tom is almost like he's the one off camera, right? Erica's like the star of the show. And so she's, and because she's like putting her life out there and all this is happening, we're witnessing this, right? And it's like a judge and jury of like, did Erica do it? Was she involved? Like, you know, we're all choosing this like court of public opinion. But with Coach Shaw, you haven't heard anything from him. Mm-hmm. And he's off camera. So like, you know, people are like, because people keep saying like, what's the difference between Erica and Coach Shaw? It's like, well, we're not hearing anything from him. And mm-hmm. I wonder too, if they're, his lawyers are saying, because, you know, he wanted to get divorced. Too. Yeah. That it's like, kind of like he's staying married because right. Don't you get like, if you're married, you don't have to go, you don't have to testify against your partner.
Even like I started asking my sister about Stu and Jen,
yeah,
and them like talking and stuff.
They
and,
said
like,
it was a stipulation of one of the of them being, by the way, that they can't talk.
But like also they're probably looped into so much stuff together. So like you can decide also like this is like she told me this elaborate thing of many situations that they could be going through. I'd be curious, but you said like Stu's just like throwing her under the bus, right?
Oh, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I assume yeah. I may like, I'd be like, I'll turn. It was all yeah. her.
Yeah.
Like, give me a plea deal. I don't even like her. She makes me pick up her dog shit.
I mean, I think they're best friends though.
She called me her assistant. I've been her business partner since day one. I don't assist her. Like, I'd be like, yeah, that was all her. I've never even heard of an extended warranty. What is that?
Jen was probably so happy that day, though, because she had gotten her glam done. Her braids looked great. She was in full face and makeup, leaving that police station. She's probably like, at least I look good for it. Kim Kardashian, I'll call you up.
I mean, it's just so like crazy to me. And then it's just like funny as they're doing these aha moments, right? So they talk about laundering the money and they're like, how can you do that? Like strip joints, nail salons, laundromat. Oh my God, they had the Shaw Squad masks. Like, oh, and then that's when Whitney is like, yes, $1 million, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Whitney, what the fuck? Like, what do you know? What do you know? And then we go back over to Vail. And Mary has shown up and she has a person carrying her one bag. Yeah. Did you notice that?
Which was like, I was like, is that like a shopping bag? Is that like it was a Louis Vuitton.
It was like a carry-all, like one of those, like you put like your laptop in.
Not enough to like fit her outfits in. I was very confused.
No, you're right. Like it wasn't an overnight bag. It was like a laptop bag or like, you know, that kind of like, I just like, and then
and did like, she really take a private jet?
She must have. I don't know. She got there fast.
Salt Lake City to Vail.
It's probably like an hour, if that.
Yeah.
It's probably very close. But I mean, like, it just was like, I'm like, okay, she's been there. She's like, Meredith, Mary. Like, she's taking a bath. You guys, again, she's in that bath for like 4 or 5 hours. Okay. So like,
I feel like she's like, you know what? I've been working this case for a long time.
Sitting on her finally,
it is finally coming to fruition. I am going to toast myself, take a fast acting gummy and sit in a
really,
bubble
you're
bath.
Really stuck on those fast acting gummy.
I just, she got, and it's just, that's the only face I ever heard of them.
But, and then Mary's like, she's like the etiquette. Did you hear her say etiquette?
Right,
she's like,
right.
The etiquette would be to not be in the bathtub, which also I'm like, okay, we don't need bathtub scenes. Like, we've learned from the bathtub scenes. Oh. Please stop giving us bathtub scenes with your bubble beard.
No, this
and
was
as the bubble started amazing. Dissipating, though.
Amazing.
Like, and I'm thinking she's sitting there. She's holding, I'm just trying to like do her what she's doing. She's mm-hmm. holding her knee up because she's trying to block her boobs, but also is crossing it. So she's blocking her vagina. And I'm like, just get out of the damn bath, Meredith. But she's like, no, this is soothing. I'm feeling right. soothed. Like, yeah. Like you said, yeah, you're totally. And Mary is just like, and Mary is still unfazed. And Mary's like, you know, she's like, oh my God, my heart is broken. I'm like, your heart is not broken. Your heart is not broken. She's like, I found out from Robert Sr., who I keep in my phone as dad. I was like, okay.
There
like,
were so many little gems. Like,
and her Mary's jumping phone, on the bed.
Mary's phone as dad. Like, Whitney admitting she had a sugar daddy. Like, right. Heather were her, just.
Lisa in her big-ass out, jacket calling Heather, six lawyers.
Heather, like, maybe not being the smartest tool in the shed. You know? Yeah. Like,
Jenny just wanting to wear. She's like, I bought these 6-inch heels. I am wearing them to bail. Okay? She is like, Jenny, again, not letting anything happen from this vacation. And then, you know, just Meredith, I'm not surprised. Maybe this has been going on for a year, you know? Like, unless there's, like, there's an insider that gave them information. Like, she's just like, I've been traumatized by this woman for 2 years. Do I believe she's innocent? I was like, what? Well,
like, both her and Mary just give this smirk like, we know she's not.
Yeah, like, they're both like, can't wait to see how this plays out, you know? And then as if nothing else has happened today, they're like, hey, so Whitney, Jenny, how are you with Mary? Like, nobody gives a shit about your relationship with Mary. Hello, Jen Shaw's been arrested. This is what we all need. We need to bond over this. Everybody needs to let bygones be bygones. We're bonding. Like, how, like, Rugut is all against Ramona. We all need to be against Jen right now.
No, and then, like, I just also love, like, appetite was not suppressed for anyone. Like, they're
when
like.
When Heather walked in, I was like, it's the feds. I was like, oh, we don't care anymore. We've all accepted she's been arrested.
Meredith's still celebrating in the tub, you know, like
in. And by the way, she also tells Heather, this is your room.
Right.
Bathing in your room. And Meredith, she's just literally, they walk in. Meredith's just pouring more bubbles. I'm like, your fingers got to be pruny now. Like, you might have a yeast
tub.
Infection.
I love a good tub. Come on. She could have been in there for 30 minutes.
Mary, she was in there for like 5 hours.
Who cares? I love it. I love a good tub. Keep rewarming. You're fine.
Not that hot water. You know,
I mean, it's scalding, so you can barely get in.
Like, you like when your skin turns red, like where you're like, could be bad.
Yeah.
I love a hot shower like that. Like, you know, like, sorry for the men listening, but you know, like when you're like, have really bad cramps and you get in the shower and you just like kind of take the shower head off and just put it over your stomach for the cramps. You guys do that? Is that weird?
I don't get cramps.
Well, okay, fuck you.
I don't.
Okay. At all. Well, when I get them, I have them right now, guys. But I'll just like throw the hot, I'll make it as hot as possible. I'm like, oh, ow, oh, ow. I'm like, but it feels great. Okay, so I've taken it too far.
Great. Okay. So Mary's like, yeah, I forgot Jenny was even invited on this trip. Like, I didn't know she was going to be here. And I'm not going to get bothered by Whitney. Like, whatever. I love it.
So then the Cuvée lady is like, hey guys, welcome to the Cuvée house. Apparently something's happened today, but let me tell you, have the chef tell you about all this food. You guys, this food is so good.
Amazing.
It's so good. So, you know, then, you know, Mary and Lisa are talking. They feel really bad. You know, Mary's not going to wish this on anyone. And then everyone sits down and Meredith's just fucking Princess and the Pink sitting over there just like, so what does everybody think?
Jenny was like,
well, Heather goes, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. And Jenny's like, well, I was pretty shocked and scared. I'm like, Jenny, you were eating fucking snacks.
You were eating the Mint Milanos.
Like, yeah. Lisa's like, oh man, this is just like the only word I can describe it is really just like surreal. Like, oh man.
And Winnie's like, by the way, I forgot to tell you guys a fun piece of information. Jen was arrested on the side of the road. And they're like, she was fleeing. We thought she was driving to turn herself in. I'm like, where's the fucking footage? Why do people not have dash cams for us?
I think we're going to get it.
You think so?
I think there's going to be a little
Mary.
Yeah,
I think people have been submitting. Everybody on this show has been doing their part in submitting video. So, you know, so then they're like, oh my gosh. And Meredith's like, and Meredith's just come, guys, this has been going on for years.
Oh, same with me taking fast acting gummies.
I stock up and then I live off of them until my next Vail trip.
But Mary's like, you know, she said she was like scared of her because she didn't know what she was capable of.
And then Meredith's like, story time.
Oh. This was very, very interesting.
Well, I couldn't figure out where it was going. You tell it.
Okay. So Meredith's like, you know, in late September, I had 8 missed calls from Jen and she was trying to get in my store and, you know, my store manager let her in. She bought like a few $100 worth of stuff. And apparently when she left, there was this green clutch missing and my manager calls and tells me about it. And I was like, well, why didn't you just like gently nudge her? Like, did you borrow the purse? Being very polite. And then it was like, I'll bring back the purse tomorrow. They have it all on video footage that
so someone it's Murillo, who's the one that picked her up at Beauty Lab and Laser, because he released a bunch of IG stories saying the clutch was white. Like, the green one was wrapped in tissue paper. And it was, if you see that video, I'm holding a white purse. And it's like, okay, but you still walked out with it. The color was wrong.
Also, was the purse for him? Was he taking it for Jen?
He was holding Jen's bags. Jen was in there.
Right. But it was like, was his intention for stealing this purse for Jen? Was he stealing it on his own? Regardless, he brings it back the next day.
And then Mary's like, what was the bag? And she's like, a snake clutch. She's like, oh.
It was like an $1,800 bag.
Well, it was just funny because like Mary is like so concerned about like, what was the material?
I feel like someone will wear to the reunion the purse.
Meredith totally will. You're so right.
But she still kept the person on her team, which is also just like the weirdest situation. So like,
well, so then also on Watch What Happens Live, Heather said that person worked at Beauty Lab and Laser and she let him go because he was like taking bribes, I guess, from Jen or something. Am I making this up?
I don't know anything about that.
Like, was taking bribes from Jen or something. And then so, like, Heather, like, let him go. And then Jen, like poached him and, like, hired her on his team. Like, it's all so...
Come to the squad.
Everything's so weird about, like, this whole situation. So then Meredith, you know, is like, I'm surprised she, like, kept this person on her team. Like, you know, she's red flagged in Louis Vuitton. I'm like, oh, my God, are her and Dorit friends?
But she's red flagged because she pays cash only?
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out either. I don't get, I'll never buy Louis Vuitton with cash. Like I will be putting that on layaway.
So I'm like, that doesn't seem like that bad of a problem to have.
Maybe it's like when you pay in cash, they're like, shady.
But cash is
like,
king.
I know, but maybe it's like, maybe it's the money laundering.
Oh.
I don't
know. Yeah. 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 I understand.
But then it gets weirder.
Yeah, this was weird.
Like you think like you're like, oh my God, no. And then like, wait, let me one up this story. So Heather's like, so Jen was at my house and I physically put her in an Uber. I'm like, was she like wasted?
And that's why she put her in an Uber. And
which then is fine, whatever.
I'm like, was it the night that she brought over all that bachelorette stuff when they were doing the dick thing?
I mean, it was like a couple nights. Like, they were very specific about the date. It was on a Wednesday night.
No, I know. But I'm like, you know, when she went over to Heather's house. And so she's like, you know, she's like, I physically put her in the Uber. And I was like, what a nice friend. She like tracked her ride. Like, I'm bad friend. I'm like, oh yeah, you can get in the Uber. I just see the notification that my ride has ended, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm a bad friend. Sorry, friends. But she's like, I check. And she's like, and she's gotten out a half mile away in an intersection. And Lisa's like, when was this?
Right.
And she's like Wednesday night at 11:30. And then she's like, why? She's like, no reason. And Jenny's like, what do you know, Lisa? Like, now Jenny's in. Jenny's made it to Vail. She knows that bus is not turning around. So she's like, I'm ready to get in and dirty.
No. And then they're like, was she meeting up with another guy? Like, they basically start these cheating rumors.
What do you think it was?
We need to share what we know or we are in danger. I don't know. I think her and Coach Shaw live very separate lives. He's gone all the time. I think they've been living separate lives for years, and they came on this show to, one, probably get some money, two.
Well, it's just, I love when people are like narcissistic and they go on these shows with like skeletons in the closet.
Yeah.
And it's like, thank you for letting this unfold before our eyes, because this was now. Okay, I'll be honest. While this episode was great, I actually got more chills from last week's episode of that last 10-15 minutes. This was great because you're watching it play out in real time and everybody's like, true opinions are happening, right? It's not rehearsed. It's not like we're watching
this,
it.
This episode was over like a 6-hour time span,
which is crazy.
And Meredith just basically being like, I fucking knew everything. I couldn't wait for you guys to know too.
Meredith has hired a PI, and I think the PI has told her like, oh, you don't need to worry. Like, I think she must. You think she knew that the feds were on? I feel like if you hired a PI, the PI probably knows like there's some shady shit that's going on. Like, just sit back.
Or that people were like following her.
Yeah.
Or onto her.
Like, it's just
her and Stu. Or maybe he just started looking up stuff about Stu. Was like, this seems odd. Maybe I feel like it sounds like Whitney cracked the case as well. So,
well, it's also like interesting too, because like Jen's also posting, like, I'm 100% innocent. Like, you guys will all see the truth. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. Like, I hope that they play this out.
It's going to be a long loophole battle. It's going to be a lot of he said, she said.
I want this shit better be on CNN. I want every day. I want a camera in that courtroom. I want to watch it all happen. It's like, come on.
I mean, how has no one, like, how is Sharif not connected at all?
Right. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like, but then I'm like, is if their finances are separate. And there's all these things. And then I'm thinking, okay, when he wanted a divorce, maybe he found some stuff out.
Yeah.
Like,
well, how do you not know that, like, your spouse is reading? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, also, if you're gone so often, you're like, hey, is everything okay? Yeah, it's great. Okay. You know, like, remember in season one, the first episode, she throws that party for Meredith and she says
$80,000.
She says, Coach Shaw has no idea I'm doing this. All the furniture has to be placed back tomorrow after this is done. Like, remember, like, it was like he's not in the loop.
Yeah.
And okay. And she's also renting these crazy cars and he's got that old 4Runner.
Yeah, it's very true.
Like,
we were on to them. You rented your house. We weren't sure if Jen actually drove. Her aunt's car would show up a lot.
But her aunt's not in the car.
I know.
Her aunt's not in the car.
R.I.P.
Like, I will die if next week, like, if we get footage of that side arrest. I don't think we will because we already saw her.
I saw some of it.
You saw some of her being arrested on the side of the road?
I swear.
But we already saw her getting going from the media.
I know. Why do I think I saw some of this? Maybe it was from like different footage, like not Bravo footage.
Oh, ooh, I don't know. But now that you're saying that, I'm like, it does feel familiar. And someone's probably screaming at us right now. Like, you guys are like, you're right. Or you're totally wrong. And so we're sorry. So maybe we just end it on this note.
This to me was one of my favorite Housewives episodes ever.
Wow. That was bold for you. No, because you haven't been enjoying Salt Lake that much, you said.
And I was nervous about this episode because I had heard all the hype and I don't like hype.
Was it the hype from me?
Surprised. Yes, you told me.
I didn't hype. I tried not to hype.
No, you told me that Andy Cohen said it's like the best episode of Housewives ever.
No, also, he said top five. He said top five.
Jen Shaw, like, promoting the season is like, you just follow her on Instagram to watch her promotions of the season.
Well, it's also like all these reposts she does too are so hilarious, like reposted by, and it's like, love Jen Shaw.
It's literally your arrest episode. I just...
You can't get over the Ciao Bella from the
I mean,
make sure to catch us at Italian cooking class tonight. And I guess my arrest.
Her Instagram's insane. It's insane. And also, she recently was at a strip club doing like a huge promotion for it. So I'm like, oh, are you part owner? Like, I don't know.
Can I tell you something that we got an email that we could like promote that? Oh.
And no, I was like, we got invited.
Oh, we got invited.
Yeah, it was in New York.
Had it been okay, that's the only place she can go. She can only go to Utah or New York.
No, like we literally got personally invited.
Jen, I thought it was asking us to promote it. I should have gone.
Wait.
Wait, are you bringing it up right now?
I'm trying to find it. Yeah.
Oh my God, just search Hustler.
Oh, whatever. I was horrified.
Oh my God.
Anyways. Okay.
No. Oh no, we're definitely not invited. It's just a press release that it's happening. This is what I saw. Like a press release that it's happening. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shaw to host an event an evening at Larry Flint's Hustler Club, New York, Friday, October 22nd. The strip club gig is slated to take place days after the reality star's trial was slated to begin. Like that's the sub headline.
Oh man.
Can I keep reading this? Wait, this is actually pretty funny.
Yes.
Okay, you guys can sign off if you want to, but this is a full press release right here. Las Vegas, Nevada, October 16th, 2021. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shaw, parentheses, 146,000 Instagram followers, is slated to host an event at Larry Flint's Hustler Club, New York. The announcement comes just days before her trial was supposed to begin on October 18th, which has now been postponed to March 2022 as a result of allegedly running a 9-year telemarketing fraud scheme. The presentation of this is just so good. One of the most recent episodes from season 2 depicts Shaw being arrested on federal fraud charges that could land her up to 30 years in prison.
Oh.
Up to our event. Hold on. It keeps going. A quote, Shaw was eager to host an event with us the moment we approached her team, said a representative from the Gentlemen's Club. She is receiving a large sum of money in exchange for her appearance, most likely enough to put a dent in her legal bills.
Like how much was it?
It's not done. No.
Oh my God.
Shaw's appearance will consist of red carpet photo opportunities, meet and greets, autographs, and an onstage shout out alongside adult actress Alexis Monroe, who's celebrating her birthday at the Erotic Ultra Lounge that same weekend. Shaw will be given the royal treatment with premium bottle service and a tucked away booth in the club's VIP section. VIP packages start at $30 and they can be purchased XYZ. Like, that, so the event is the Jen Shaw, if you don't know her, was arrested for fraud. Come see her at the Larry Flint Hustlers Club.
It's amazing.
Honestly, please keep sending us these.
Yes.
Please. That was these fun. Are great. Thank you that for putting fun. Us on the press release list.
You guys, don't forget, you can find us on Cameo to send you birthday messages. You can find us on Patreon, support us. Thanks so much for everyone buying the hats. And we love you all so much. And just 5 stars only. Thanks.
Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
Bye.